From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. One day after the approval of new FPL nuclear power reactors and the power lines that go along with them were approved by Governor Rick Scott and his cabinet, a tiny little protest took place along US 1 where the lines will go. Rick Stone takes us to the scene.
How do I hate what Rick Scott did to the people of Florida yesterday? Let me count the ways.
South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard has been trying for years to thwart FPL's nuclear expansion plans. On Tuesday in Tallahassee, the mayor lost a big one.
It was a crime against the safety of the citizens of Miami-Dade County. It was an economic crime, and it was a crime against the environment.
The culprits were Governor Rick Scott and the state cabinet. They voted to approve the expansion plan, which also calls for nearly 90 miles of high-voltage transmission lines on towering poles running through South Miami and other South Dade towns, all the way from Turkey Point to Miami. It was an opportunity for Stoddard, Pinecrest Mayor Cindy Lerner, and County Democratic Chair Annette Taddeo, who joined the mayors at a news conference on Dixie Highway.
It comes as no surprise that Rick Scott has chosen yet again to prioritize the interests of a huge corporation over Florida's people.
The towns along US 1 say the giant power poles will destroy property values and quality of life, while the plant and its supposed vulnerability to hurricanes and sea level rise threatens life itself. Stoddard says the approval process was flawed enough to suggest several avenues of appeal, but it will take lawyers and city funds to fight the battle. And it'll be a fight between a powerful electric company and a few angry mayors waving hand-lettered signs by the roadside. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
It's looking more and more likely that the linchpin to Everglades restoration will not make it into that all-important federal water bill. Ashley Lopez reports that's because Congress is expected to pass this bill next week.
The last time Congress passed a water bill was 2007. This latest bill, the Water Resources Reform and Development Act, also known as WRDA, is important for a lot of reasons. It sets aside money and authorizes big projects aimed at protecting the country's water resources. This week, Democratic Senator Bill Nelson announced House and Senate leaders agreed on a final bill with more than $1 billion for Florida. Congress signed off on projects that will store polluted water from Lake Okeechobee so it doesn't flow into the Caloosahatchee River, and others that will direct fresh water into Biscayne Bay and the River of Grass. But the bill does not include the Central Everglades Planning Project, or CEP, which is crucial. And it's not Congress's fault. The Army Corps of Engineers has delayed signing off on the project, which aims to restore the historic flow of water south from Lake Okeechobee. Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart represents a district that stretches across the Everglades. He's also a co-chair of the Congressional Everglades Caucus.
This has created a major issue, so we're trying to figure out if we could recover from it. But the reality is that the upper echelons of the Corps dropped the ball on something that is a hugely important issue, not only for Florida, but for the entire country.
I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?